The Zika virus has apparently found a home in the active nightlife of Miami. A spike of 14 cases of active Zika has motivated the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to recommend that pregnant women and their partners do not travel to the area. It's the first warning the CDC has ever made on American soil in response to an infectious disease. Joseph Conlin is a mosquito expert and a technical advisor with the American Mosquito Control Association. He joins me now from Jacksonville, Florida. Joseph, welcome.
Thank you.
So you've got a lot of experience all over the world looking at these kinds of things. Does 14 cases an emergency make?
In a matter of speaking, yes, it does, because we've probably got a lot more than 14 cases that we don't even know of. One of the insidious parts about this disease is that only one in five people exhibit symptoms. So you could have four people running around for every one of those cases that we've noted, and they could be infecting other mosquitoes that could be going to infect other people. So it could spread quite a bit without us even knowing it's even there.
Is Zika species dependent in the sense that it only travels with one kind of mosquito?
In a matter of speaking, yes. Aedes aegypti, the yellow fever mosquito, is the primary transmitter of Zika virus, although Aedes albopictus, the Asian tiger mosquito, has been found naturally infected with it also. None of the other mosquito species have been known to transmit this disease. It's primarily Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus, both container breeders.
And we reached out to Miami-based OBGYN Dr. Christine Curry on how she is dealing with this and advising her patients.
We want our patients to be using mosquito repellent every time they leave the house, especially if they're pregnant. We want them to wear long sleeves and long pants. We want them to avoid areas where they know that there is likely to be mosquito bites. And then for the area where we know there's ongoing transmission, particularly around the windward area, we advise pregnant patients to not go there if they don't have to.
Is that enough? And I guess people who live in the Miami area don't have much choice.
I think it's very prudent advice. I would also add that people should be getting rid of containers around their houses, emptying out the water and scrubbing the insides of the containers so that the eggs don't hatch out the next time it rains.
Is there an eradication strategy here, or do we simply focus on containment?
Eradication would cost an enormous amount of money, and with this particular species of mosquito, it's very portable. We need to start going to general quarters over this before it really gets out of hand. We want to contain this in small areas. This outbreak in Miami was not unanticipated. What's going to be the real challenge is when hurricane season hits.
Is there a way in which this could generally transmit all around the country? I mean, mosquitoes are common in the late summer, even in the north.
But the two mosquito species, they are not found in all areas of the country. By and large, they keep themselves to the lower tier of states. However, we've had dengue outbreaks transmitted by the same mosquito historically as far north as Boston. So there's hypothetically we could have transmission up there. People could be bringing eggs along with them and go out to, Fargo, North Dakota. You could start a small transmission cycle there. It's hypothetically, possible.
For those of us who aren't pregnant, if we get Zika, are we then immune from it and it's not a problem at all?
That's unknown at this time. In all likelihood, that is true, because with the other flaviviruses in which family Zika is found, one attack confers immunity, but we don't know for certain if that's the case with Zika. Zika has thrown us a couple curveballs here with the sexual transmission you don't find with the other flaviviruses. So it's going to take a long time to determine whether that's true.
How many mosquitoes would you say you've put down in your career?
Not enough. millions, literally millions. It's one of life's simple pleasures.
Joseph Conlin is a technical advisor to the American Mosquito Control Association. Thank you so much, Joe.
You're very welcome.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.